Police in London opened a free helpline this month for victims of human trafficking, which has been a growing problem in Britain. Although most cases brought to the attention of the authorities involve sex trafficking, many people are brought into the United Kingdom to work as slave laborers. Even worse, many of the victims are children. Christine Beddo is the director of ECPAT UK, which battles child trafficking. She told Charles Collins the hotline is a good start, but more must be done to help child victims.
Child trafficking to the UK has been a phenomenon that's been growing year on year. Not only are we seeing children trafficked for sexual exploitation, but increasingly we're seeing children trafficked for forced labour, domestic servitude, organised criminal activity, and what we call benefit fraud, where children are used for gaining benefits from the government.
What's your thoughts on the helpline? Is this going to be, can children actually get assistance this way? Are they going to have access to a phone? Can they make the call?
Whilst we welcome any initiative around human trafficking, particularly from the police, we have to be realistic that children aren't in a situation where they can make phone calls freely. They don't often identify themselves as being trafficked. And what we needed more proactive approaches was for people looking for trafficked children rather than expecting children themselves to take it on, to be able to get access to a phone, to be literate enough to understand the phone numbers. So we welcome the initiative, but it does have limitations when it comes to children.
You talk about being proactive and looking for children who have been trafficked. What are the signs an average citizen could see that would point towards a child having been trafficked?
We encourage anybody, any member of the community, to look for children who might be in a situation that's probably deemed to be quite unusual. Children begging on the street, children accompanying other children to school might be indication that they are actually in domestic servitude, because one of the things that we know with domestic servitude is children are kept as house slaves, but to look after other children. So if something doesn't seem quite right, if that child isn't really a member of the family, or there are children coming and going from different properties with different adults, they're all the signs that you can look out for. And not to just turn a blind eye, but to contact the local authority and the police and to ask questions of children themselves. Go up and ask them if they're all right.
It seems like children sometimes can almost develop Stockholm syndrome, where they don't realize that their situation is one of a kidnapping. Is that fairly common?
It's quite common to see Stockholm syndrome, or the situation where children themselves begin to identify with the adults who have been abusing and trafficking them. One of the reasons we see this is because children can be kept as slaves, whether that be in sexual exploitation or forced labour, from a very young age, and they believe that this is the person who really is the only person that's going to ever look out for them. It's quite hard for us to understand, but it is quite common, especially when children have been trafficked when they're quite young.
And finally, when a child is rescued from such a situation, what happens to them? Are they returned back to their home country or where they're from? Are family reunions hard to do, or do they even happen?
We still have quite a patchy response to children when they've been identified from trafficking situations. We have to be very careful that children aren't reunited with family. If family are implicated in the selling or the trafficking or the abuse of their own children. And that requires professionals to be very knowledgeable and understanding about how to do those risk assessments, how to work with trafficked children. We need to have, of course, proper training. But more than anything, we need to see that these children are simply victims of something that they had no control over. And to keep them safe and to keep them away from harm must be the priority for all professionals.